Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
What is up, everybody? You know what it is, the Affair After Show. So Christiana is kicking some interesting facts to Helen. Sierra gets a visit from social services, and Noah cannot catch a break. Let's go. Let's get it.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, with the buzz. We're back, everybody.
We're back. We are back and fully staffed. Yes.
I love a full staff moment.
I'm so sorry. I don't ever want to leave you.
She's been traveling the world. It's fine.
You know.
Or Alice
is the type of person. She's like, oh, I'm sorry I can't make it tomorrow because I'll be in Egypt. So sorry, but I'll hit you when I get back.
She's like, I'm tuning in. Don't you worry.
Exactly. I'm like, what? Like, you make it seem like I'm like, I can't be here because I'll be in Fresno. You know what I'm saying? She's like, I'll be in Egypt. So yeah, that's literally our world traveler.
I think you're making me blush, but I have never been to Egypt, guys. So.
Okay. But it's happening. Give it 2 months. She'll be there. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Lim Gonzalez. And of course, this is the Affair After Show. We're super excited to talk about this episode, winding down to almost the end of the season.
I cannot believe.
Yes. But my ladies are here. Next to me is, as we were mentioning, the world traveler herself, Allison Dean.
Hey. I am happy to be here, and I'm sorry that I was not with you last week. Because last week's episode was like a whoa, bananas.
Well, I know. It was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy. But,
so
you know,
was this. But yeah.
But you know, me and my OG held it down. Speaking of OG, she is the original gangster. My A-list is day one. April Wizenak. She actually just came from Palm Springs.
Yeah, directly from Palm Springs. Directly. Not quite Egypt, not quite Switzerland, but
exactly.
You know, it's fine.
We're
Palm
here. Springs.
Happy to be here. Because,
yes.
Whoa, holy smokes.
Yeah, so speaking of, what did you all think about this particular episode?
It wrecked me. Yeah.
Did it? Why?
Because I was saying this to both of you. He cannot catch a freaking break.
Correct.
I feel, you know, look. We've all had our hate against Noah, I think.
I did for a bit. Yeah.
I've had much hate
for
Noah.
And certainly, I had my fair share. But at this point, I truly feel he has repented. Mm-hmm. He has done, I mean, literally, he has done his time.
Correct.
But really, I think he has become very self-reflective, and he's working on himself. I think he's thinking a lot about his actions. Mm-hmm. And this episode is just, wow, it's a doozy.
Mm-hmm. I feel totally the same way. It's almost like, you know, I got to remember we had Helen's part because Noah's part was just so heavy. Ugh. And I don't want, you know, I don't think we're being romanced. I don't think it's like, okay, let's, you know, forgive Noah because of this. I'm like, the dude is not guilty of what at least they are saying in this instance with
right.
Eden. Now, whatever with the other thing, we'll talk about that. But I just literally feel for him because I feel like, look, I just feel for him. And it made me feel, obviously, we are connected to his character a whole lot more than we're connected to any other character, meaning as far as, like, an Eden or, you know, an Audrey or mm-hmm. the people who are speaking negatively about him. So we're, of course, going to be whatever. But I did like the fact that they are touching on this subject that is a very, very...
hot topic.
Hot. And I mean, like, right. sizzle on the grill topic, especially for people. You know, you have the people who... this happens to every single day, and it's such a horrific thing. And then they are also touching on the side of, like, you know, the man side. What the heck? This didn't happen. And obviously, we as a society are automatically going to go, or we should go, with the, you know, quote unquote victim. But I think they're actually doing a really, really, really great job of, like, hitting it and making you feel some kind of way about it. And meaning, like, this is our guy. We saw what we saw. This didn't happen. So. I don't know. I do like they're doing that, but
right.
it's tough to watch him going through this.
I'm just going to add one thing. So in the POVs during the time he was with Eden, that was all his POV, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And then also in the POV when he was with the student, that was his POV, right?
Everything was, I mean, on his end. The second
well, no,
the
because
show
that season,
preview.
The season
where you're talking about in previous.
Yes, with the gotcha. With the French professor gotcha. Or whatever.
Yeah, gotcha. And so professor. There's definitely a piece of my brain as we were watching where I thought to myself, could things have been not different. The way that they were presented?
And we're saying because
we said
of
that
the
last week,
right?
Oh, you did. Okay,
but
okay.
We said it last week, but I think with how they're doing things, especially with tonight, we'll get there. But I don't think I think what he saw and what happened in those instances
is
we
what,
we
is
thought they
true.
Were terrible.
I mean, I'm hoping that
yeah.
yes, right.
We
right.
thought they were awful when it was happening. Like it was sickening for me to right. watch because I'm like, oh my god, you're married. This your baby's being delivered. But I think that's one of the moments where we probably were seeing most of what actually was just happening
right. yeah.
because it was a very bad look for him at the time.
Yeah. So yeah. for me, I do like the fact that they're using you know real time with and they mention it actually you know. They call it out, the Me Too movement.
Yeah.
And so the fact that they use that in this case, and then you see him in his point of view where he is actually talking to his publicist, and they're trying to get, you know, figure out how do we, you know, counterattack this. He's being accused of things. He's vehemently denying them. Mm-hmm. And from what I remember seeing, it did not happen. From what we saw on the show previously
right.
When he was with Eden and they were on that book tour. So, and I agree, and even though I've had a lot of things to say about Noah and his character because he's had some major mess ups.
Yeah.
Major,
oh, yeah.
major.
Yes.
But I feel like I agree with you, Allison, in the sense that he definitely has repented. He's definitely trying to turn over a new leaf. I still think he makes bad decisions.
Yes, yeah. he does.
He's not perfect.
Correct.
Him going to the book signing thing or what
bad
have
idea.
You was a terrible idea. And I'm like, what are you doing? But that's Noah. I feel yeah. like it wouldn't be Noah if he didn't do that.
You're like, of course you're going to do it.
Of course he's
going to.
Exactly.
Noah.
You're Noah.
Yeah.
But I do think he's getting a bad rap. And I think it's going to be interesting to see what comes of, you know, it in the future episodes.
Agreed.
I'm with you.
Yes. Speaking of, so we did start with Helen's point of view, and she's actually had an interview for a designer position.
Yeah,
Helen is trying to get her coin.
But it was definitely Devil Wears Prada with those two girls
oh,
interviewing
yeah.
her.
Right.
And just, oh, wow.
I'm like, Helen, do you want to work there?
Right.
I don't know, but I guess
that's
she does.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, just leave now, Helen. You
yeah.
do not need this.
Well, I think it goes back to the whole L.A. situation. Like,
yeah.
I feel like they have their... they like to point this, you know, thing about L.A. and the stereotypical things about L.A.
Boy,
and I'm
oh
sure in the design community, mm-hmm. right? And so you have these two women. It's like, what, you don't have 5 followers? Come on now. What is wrong with you?
Ugh.
What else have you done? Like,
my dog has 5 followers.
Exactly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. So I don't know if I really care about that part because I feel like it's too much on that side.
No, but good for
you
Helen
know,
for going after a job. Great.
And I like that aspect. I like the fact that she's going with the job. And I did like how
Boss Woman came out.
It,
hello.
And Boss Woman was like, yo, I heard that you were the business.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I like,
and I heard
I like
that you
too.
Were amazing.
Yeah.
And she ends up, you know, securing the job.
Right.
So, which is what she wants to do. She tells Whitney that she got the job. And then that's how we found out why she... Because, you know, we were asking, like, why wasn't she with... Because it was never... I don't think it was really given the full spectrum.
They just said,
why,
like, she couldn't.
Yeah, that she couldn't. But we didn't really know why. So, this kind of told us why she wasn't there with Noah and Whitney when, you know, they were doing the whole thing.
Right.
Whitney catches up to speed with what's going on. She's like, oh, my gosh. You got the dress and you got, like, this and what? Mom made this dress.
All dialed in.
Right?
Yeah.
Whenever we were watching, I was like, this is the beginning. This mm-hmm. is the beginning. We said it last week. We said it the week before. How are they, in these few amount of episodes, going to bring them together?
Mm-hmm.
Because I think we're all in agreement that that's what the point is, or maybe that they should be at this point anyway. And so I'm like, how are they going to do this? And this is how they're going to do it.
This
they're
going to
start with this thing. There's no, I mean, like, in the picture that Whitney sends her of, you know, where Noah's taking the picture of her and she zooms in. She doesn't zoom in on Whitney. She's
no.
like, daughter, who?
Right on
she
Noah.
She zooms in on Noah.
Yes.
So it's like, they're, I'm happy that we got that, like, aw moment.
Right.
Because I'm like, how are they going to do this? I really hope they do it. So maybe, but then they're probably just going to disappoint us, but whatever.
I hope not. I was so glad that Noah had the moment with Whitney because they
yeah.
had such a tumultuous relationship ever since he had the affair.
Yeah.
Like, she was not been on his side for several seasons.
Right.
Especially, and I was thinking about when they were doing the flashbacks on their previews when he went into the hot tub and it was
oh,
her.
Lord.
That was
oh.
probably the lowest moment
That was a low,
ever.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I agree.
That was really, really bad.
100.
Between them two?
Ooh.
Yes, absolutely. So, we do see that, you know, that happens, and then I knew I don't know if you guys thought this. I didn't share it with you. But I knew that when she got into that accident. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm talking about Sierra.
Okay.
She got in an accident with her child, Eddie.
Yeah.
And she just kind of walked away. I knew that wasn't going to be the end of it. I was like, there's no way she's going to get away with it. But we do see that this lady from Social Services, DCFS, greets Helen and is like, hi, you know, I got a couple of questions talking about what happened. And of course, she can't divulge any information.
Right.
Actually, side note, I happen to work for Department of Children and Family Services back when I lived in Stockton before I moved to LA. I was a supervisor, yes, at CPS.
We got inside intel right now.
Right.
So, insider info. Yes.
So I know all about how that works.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were about to drop some knowledge. Like, this is what would have happened.
No.
Damn.
I'm just giving a blanket situation. Yes. I'm just letting you know. I will neither
confirm nor deny. Okay. All right.
But no, I mean, the way that she handled it, I mean, is kind of true in the sense that you go out, you kind of have to ask questions. You can't really divulge a whole lot because it's obviously. So she does that. And of course, Helen is trying to figure out what's going on because she had no idea of that. But side note, it did happen after she left Helen's house.
Yes.
Then she ends up going to meet Christiana, who ends up on hitting her on the gram, who Helen is just discovering. Mm-hmm. Not in the sense she didn't know about it, but she just wasn't on it.
Which Helen seems very like anti-Instagram, so I get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
What did you all think of the whole Christiana situation? Because we saw her a couple episodes first introduced, mm-hmm. right? She comes over. Sasha makes a big deal about her extorting money. That's what she tells Helen. And her thing is like, you know, she was previously in rehab. But then now we see that she's reaching out to her for help to talk to Sasha. What do you think about her?
You know, I just think that Helen has enough on her plate. And that's what I'm trying to keep in my mind. Like, I do feel for Christiana. I think that whenever we're, you know, if we're comparing her side to Sasha's side, I believed her. And then whenever Sasha was telling his side, I actually did believe him a little bit about some, because I don't think there's ever going to be a perfect true story to that, because I think it's clear that maybe each of them are not fully telling it correctly to one another, or to Helen, I should say.
Okay.
But I'm like, I want to take it back to what Vic said, like, do your own thing. And I'm like, they are throwing all of this stuff at Helen. They're not just throwing, you know, Sierra, but in her, Helen's own kids, and Noah doing this, but now you have this other character who's like, hey, I need you. And when we were watching, I was like, no. When she said, can you ask Sasha this? Helen is not a part of this. Helen has met this girl once. And so mm-hmm. she's going to go and, you know, let's pretend like we're on Sasha's side as far as being Helen's boyfriend for a second, for this instant, because we're not. But let's say we are.
Let's pretend.
Yeah. Let's say we are. Don't go, you know, ruin your relationship for this girl that you don't know, because it's exactly what it's going to do. I mean, we want that to happen, but I'm like, I just think Helen has too much on her plate right now to now take this huge thing. This is not something small. We're talking about a whole lot of money.
Right.
Trying to convince her relatively new boyfriend, hey, by the way, you have all this girl's money, give it to her. You don't need it.
But she does. I can definitely see how she does approach Helen in the sense that she's like, look, you're not like Sasha's other women that he's been with, which he's even said.
And Sierra's mother even said.
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact that, right, which was kind of a dig.
Yeah, it was a dig.
But it's definitely a dig. 100. Not even kind of. Yep. Not even 100% dig.
100 a dig.
Right, exactly. But the fact that I think that she's at her wit's end. She literally, I mean, if this is all true, mm-hmm. which I'm going to err on the side that it is, mm-hmm. I feel like I would be in a desperate situation where I have to keep asking my father for my own money.
Sure.
And he doesn't want to give it to me. And we find out later that he's cared about, it's all about him.
Not her father, but yeah.
Well, right. I mean,
but her father figure.
Yes, yeah. Yes, right. You know what I'm saying.
And not even a father figure.
Yes.
Because he's not even that to her.
Well, he says he raised her whole entire life. So at some point he was a father.
I feel like he's taking liberties though, because he's Sasha man.
Well, so she said that.
She did say that.
He raised me? She said they were together. Sasha said they were together when her mother, Christiana, was 5. They got together at that point. But she did say, like, I grew up with him.
The whole situation is so screwed.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's very screwed. It's very screwed. But, what I was saying was that I would be also, I would hit up Helen, too.
Oh, I would, too. If you use all situation. Resources. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, should Helen oblige and then, you know, kind of chime in? That's a different situation.
Totally, I think totally Helen agree. Is already beginning to question if Sasha Man is whatever. He's
so glad.
Who he's sort so of expressing glad. Himself to be. And I think the first real implication of that was when he decided that he was not going to do that movie. That yes. was like going to be the game changer. Mm-hmm. That was the first, you know, mark on mm-hmm. his record, if you
I don't
will.
Know if that was a first, but that was a big one.
I think that was yeah. a big one for
that was
her.
A
I think
big one.
Because
that was
I think
a big one.
Up until that
he's
point.
He's had some subtle,
yeah, subtle
ones
things.
Where she's kind of like, okay.
But I'll let it
she
glide.
She let it glide. Exactly.
Right. But this one, she really questioned it. You could
correct.
See it in her eyes. You could
as
see
she should.
Her processing. As she, totally as she should. And so I think in her Helen nature, because it's just who she is, she's a caretaker. Mm-hmm. She just naturally always will try and make sure that someone is going to be okay, mm-hmm. Sierra. And now this girl is coming to her. And I think she does want to err on the side of, Sasha Man's my boyfriend. Yeah. But at the same time, I think Helen, because she's Helen, is also thinking to myself, wait, this is not adding up.
Right.
And now I feel like I need to dig deeper.
And if this girl came to me, just like you're saying, if she, like, she doesn't know me, if she came to me after all of this, she clearly is desperate.
Desperate. Yeah,
but
right.
I think Helen is doing a good job. She didn't handle it well in the situation where she finally approached Sasha about it because she
was annoyed by him.
She was annoyed. And then she's like, well, by the way, this girl said this.
Right.
So not the greatest moment. But, like, she had reason to be annoyed. Which
yeah.
He was being annoying.
Yeah.
He wasn't being great. Like, I did think, I was like, I actually liked the fact that he, you know, flew in from chat or whatever he was. And did,
no.
I was impressed. He can do it easily, but I was like, I get why he's like, what are you talking about? I just flew in. Because guess what? Sierra is another thing bringing, I don't want to say bringing Helen down, but it's another thing making Helen not do stuff for herself.
Yeah, but she also has kids. So,
oh,
you know.
Sure.
Yeah, she made that comment. My kids are making me dinner.
Exactly.
My kids are doing. So at the same time, for him to be so presumptive about, oh yeah, I can just whisk her off. She has no responsibilities here. I mean, she has been very good about being able to just kind of escape and
right. like the past
right.
couple months. Yeah.
But at the same time, like if you are flying 24 hours to see a woman, maybe, okay, mm-hmm. at some point, drop the hint. Hey, you got something else going on? Because I may have some plans for us. I mean, do yourself a favor if
I
you're making that much
effort.
I would love
the surprise.
Right?
But
I don't know.
But I get it. He flew in. She did say, he handled it at that point when she said, my kids are making dinner for me. I'm sorry, I can't. He said, okay. I am not on Sasha's side whatsoever.
Yeah, I know.
But I did think, I was like, this is a good thing.
He had no. He had no choice.
Yeah.
Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about it. And this is why I hate Sasha. And I've always hated Sasha from day one.
Hashtag I hate Sasha.
Right. Absolutely. Because Sasha is all about himself.
He is.
Did he do a great thing? He did it for himself.
Yeah.
Like, you got to understand.
Like, he like, wanted to go to French
exactly.
Laundry. Whatever.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he spun it. Like, yes, it was her birthday, and he wanted to do this nice thing. But again, he was presumptive.
Yeah.
That's your bad. You can't just imagine. He's, in his mind, everyone is at his beck and call.
Yes.
And that's the problem I have with him and people like him. Where he feels like, it's like, you got to drop everything you're doing. I don't care what you have planned.
Yeah.
And you saw his response when she was like, oh, my kids. He was like, I just flew 24 hours. It's French Laundry.
Yeah.
Mind you, side note, French Laundry is amazing. I haven't been able to go there. It is in Napa. I've seen it several times.
Reservations a long time in advance.
Exactly. Yeah. I've driven past it a lot. But I haven't
wow,
walked
a
in.
A lot.
Yes.
Ooh, it's, more
but
information about
it is,
them.
It is the only, just so side note, mm-hmm. only three-star restaurant in Northern California.
Yeah, okay.
In Northern California. So it's amazing. So shout out to French Laundry. Even Drake
shout
shouted
out.
It out. Right. But the bottom
three people that have ever been there.
Right. But the bottom line is Sasha is about Sasha.
Yeah, he
is. And yes, he was trying to do something and you saw his reaction.
Yeah.
The fact that he stayed, I want to give him a half a point.
Half a point.
A half a point. But the reason why it's a half a point is because when he stayed there,
he was so annoying.
He was super annoying and interjecting himself in things that he had no business doing.
Ugh.
If Helen wanted to step in and be there for her, then let her do that. Like, let her at least acknowledge it. You see Sasha and you see Adeline.
Mm-hmm.
They're both these Hollywood elite or wannabe elite or think they're elite. And so they feel like that all their whole existence extends beyond everybody.
Yes.
So we see it in Adeline, right? She's got that old Hollywood, like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I got money, da, da, da. Sasha's just like her.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
two peas in a pod. So you see them both talking like, oh, you know, I'm just going to take you and I'm going to commit you. Like, How do you just tell your daughter who has, and I believe that's true, has postpartum depression, which is very common,
to
be like, you know what, I'm going to commit you. You know, I got a special rate, though, but I'm going to commit you, and then I'm going to take care of your son while you get this help.
It's like, again, hey, mom, how about you just find me a really good nanny to help me out?
Well, she clearly needs help. Some sort of help.
She needs help.
She needs help more than just a nanny. And she is very much so, Sierra herself is willing to admit that. She's like, you know, when she has the conversation with Helen where she's like, I look at myself in the mirror and I want to hurt myself. I want to do this. She needs help.
She needs help.
She is now admitting that. But it's just the fact that her mom, you know, her mom had to be called because she's her next of kin.
Correct.
And she is... her mom is Eddie's next of kin.
Right.
Other than, I'm like, why'd you call Priya? But whatever. Maybe that's another story for another day. But I think that the fact that Sierra is almost just willing, she's like, but then again, she's like in a day. She doesn't know what to do. She hasn't slept. She's going through this postpartum depression, as many people hopefully know, I guess I should say, is a serious medical condition that affects
many women.
She, when you see her, she's like, well, yeah, my mom's gonna take me to this doctor. Mm-hmm. And that's literally like with a glaze over her eyes, and like you can barely hear her because
her mom has probably berated her and told her that this is what she needs to do.
So like, I get, there's part of me, and maybe it's just me wanting to play devil's advocate, but I get where Adeline is like, hey, you need help, you need this. But the fact that she just automatically goes to like institutionalizing her is just insane. But
not quite that kind of help.
Guess what that is? Exactly. That's a parent who doesn't want to deal with their kid,
exactly.
Which is what we're seeing in that they're trying to like show with Sierra. Sierra, you know, when Helen walks in, is laying on the couch doing nothing. Eddie's upstairs crying. I don't think she was truly trying to let him cry it out because he just needed to cry it out. I don't even think she knew he was crying, which is what some things that happen. But like, I think that's what they're trying to show. But the fact that Sierra was willing to just accept it, and Helen was interjecting herself into a situation that technically is not her business. However, it is very much so her business because Sierra has made it her business.
That's what I was going to, and that's a perfect thing. Sierra has made it Helen's business. Yeah. Sierra constantly goes to Helen
and asks for help. Yep.
For help. Can you babysit? Can you give me pointers?
And throws it in her face.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I think that it was key, and I think the whole situation of the institutionalizing is just showing, and that's why Sierra had that moment where she's like, Mom, I want to let you know that Helen has showed me what a real mom is.
Oh, yeah.
She loves her children.
Yeah.
And she was really going in, and that was a moment for her, and that kind of showed... I mean, we knew that Adeline, her mother, was trash.
Right.
Like, we already knew that.
Right.
But it was just a way for her to tell her, like, look, the way you've raised me is not how it's supposed to go.
Right.
Yeah, you took me around and whatever, but it was really... I was more like a puppet. I was more like a prop.
Yep.
You really didn't care for me. You didn't, like, impart into me. Helen loves her children just because she loves her children.
Right.
There's no ulterior motive.
Yes.
And that's why it was important for her to say that, and why ultimately that I think she bowed out. I mean, Adeline, she was adamant about like, well, we're going to take her. And then that happened. And then Ellen kind of interjects things. And so she's like, all right, well, I'm going to leave and come back tomorrow.
Right.
She doesn't know how to process that kind of deep information.
No, absolutely not.
I don't think she does.
But then like, let's think about it legally. Unless, you know, if Sierra is at this point prosecuted, which she probably technically should be in some way, just because like
you
don't drive
about
with
the situation
because of the accident, which is why she's being investigated. What happens? You can't be like, okay, well, you're gonna take my baby away from me and I'm gonna let it go to this person. You know, Adeline at that point would have to say no, or the baby would have to go to Priya. So it's just, it's a little murky of a situation. But I'm like, the fact that Helen is trying to help in the way that she is trying to help, that's why I just keep thinking, I'm like, dear Lord, woman, you got a lot on your plate.
Yes.
You have a lot of people coming at you right
that
now.
That is asking for your attention. I agree. And I feel like Helen is the type that she, it's like she revels in that. She, like she, not that she's like, oh yeah, give me all your problems, let me help you or what have you.
Yeah.
Because you've seen that, you know, when Sierra has come to her many times, she's like, oh, I can't do it. I'm busy.
Right.
Or I'm doing this or I'm doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But Helen is very, very maternal.
Mm-hmm.
She has a strong maternal instinct, a maternal prowess. And I think that at her core, because if you think about it, a lot of the time she said no was because of Sasha.
Right.
It wasn't because she necessarily wanted to say no. It's because Sasha, like, even when we had that conversation, when Priya is calling her and asking her, she would have probably done that.
Yeah, I agree.
But I don't think she should have, because Helen is trying to do Helen.
I'm just saying that.
But Helen, but she didn't do it. Like, her natural inclination would have been
to do that,
to appease the other person, but because that's kind of in her nature. But she was mentally thinking, "Oh, but tonight's for Sasha."
But isn't it good that she didn't? I think it was good that she didn't.
Yes and no.
In that situation. Like,
yeah,
I'm just saying, like, yes, she doesn't need to do all for everyone.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't think she needs to be doing anything with Sasha.
No.
Because Sasha's trash.
I think she wanted to be at that party with Sasha. I think that's why I say that. Like, I think that she
yeah.
I don't think she made it clear that she wanted to be at that party.
Yeah.
So, like, even tonight when Sierra was like, "Well, what did you expect? I came to you and I asked for help and you said no, you had this. Right. I was like, you just went down 87 notches in my book, because how dare you blame this on her? Because that's not her. You could have done anything else. You could have done whatever.
Of course.
So the fact that anyone, and that Helen takes that and that Helen hears that, hurts me for her, because we all know what that is going to do to Helen. That's going to make her feel awful. And this is the whole situation with Christiana and Sierra. It's just, I don't know. I mean, Helen obviously is a saint, and I think it just, I'm like, I do think she should still be doing things that she wants to do more than putting everybody else in front of herself.
I think in some way, though, Helen's kind of really coming into her power right now and really recognizing the capacity with which she operates and how much she can do as a human. And so I think she can still operate and be honoring things that she wants for herself while still honoring that maternal, I'm caring for everyone else aspect of herself, which I still think is a big piece of who Helen is. And so naturally she needs to do that too for it to feel like I'm still Helen, if you will, you know?
Totally.
And so it's striking that balance for her of doing right by everyone else and still doing right by herself.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, I think she's owning that.
Laurie Stone Haskell in the chat says she thinks what Christiana asked of Helen is very inappropriate.
Shout out to the chat, Maria Ayala too.
But I think that's what, and obviously, you know, everyone, or most everyone in chat agrees with us as far as like what Sasha does and whatever. But I don't know. Maybe it's just because I want Helen to be like the happiest. And when did she look the happiest this episode? When
looking
she
looked at
the picture of Noah.
You saw him come with the cake at the end.
The lasagna cake.
Yeah, it's lasagna. Like, hey.
And she was happy so birthday. Happy to see him.
She was super happy. Well, we saw both ends. Because what I'm referring to, I was referring to her version at the very end.
Yeah.
He brings the lasagna cake with the candle. And then he does have it again in his
in
version.
A bag.
Right.
Just not
a little different.
Nice.
Little different.
Her version
little different.
Was nicer.
Right. She must love the lasagna. I don't remember that being.
Well, it's a thing. It's a thing.
Is
it
a thing?
Apparently, he always made lasagna for her birthday.
Because she doesn't want to celebrate the cake. Whatever.
Boom.
Tradition.
Lasagna. Yeah. Let's get into Noah's version.
Wait, quick shout out to Stacey for totally smack downing on Sasha.
Yes, she did.
I will say, I thought a few of her zingers were very badass.
I thought they were great.
Stacey.
And she clearly knew what she was doing, because she was like describing the exact story of Noah and Helen and Noah and this person and Noah and Helen and this person. And I was like, wow, you're like 12, and you
love you, Stacey.
Right.
Love you.
Yeah, Stacey. I'm glad you brought that up, because Stacey did do her thing with that story.
Mm.
I feel like, and I want to say, I'm not sure the name of the actress, but I think that she is playing that part so well.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've seen in this season her have so many good lines, so many good, you know, inferences into the situation, the way she's been interjected, the way she's playing out. So, yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah.
Shout out to her doing her thing.
Go Stacey.
Duck Dizzle. So we see Noah, and it starts off with him chopping it up with his friend Ariel.
Yes.
And then, of course, they talk about Eden.
Oh, dear.
And finds out that basically it's all bad. Like, it's all bad for Noah.
Yeah.
She kind of breaks it down and says, look, you're looking bad in this publishing world. You're not looking good. You look like a loose cannon was the word she used. And so, you know, she basically gives not only the situation with Eden, but with another former student, Audrey Nelson, who wrote a book and talks about having an abusive professor and is telling everybody. And I feel like the literary world in this is very small.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm feeling like, yo, like, this is bad for him.
He needs to, like, move to Barbados or something.
Yeah. He needs to get it together. He goes to his publisher, Harry, and then we see Joyce, who also works at the company. And they're trying to figure out what can they do to kind of, you know, overtake the situation. He's vehemently denying everything. He's like, I didn't sleep with her.
Yeah.
None of this didn't happen the way she's saying it. But, of course, with, we get an accusation, you know, you got to like handle it.
Yeah.
And you got to figure out what you're going to do. What do you think that, you know, the information they gave him, do you think that that was good advice?
Oh, gosh. That's a great question, because I think some of the things that they were saying, yes, good advice. Some, most definitely not. They are the PR professionals, whatever. But, you know, we know Noah as a character. I know that, you know, what Joyce said to say is that, you know, okay, so you need to go and, you know, be like, I respect her.
Right.
If, you know, this, whatever interaction happened, I thought it was totally this way. If she considered it another way, I'm so sorry. And he's like, no, she could have never considered. And I know him. And I also, in that moment when he was like, no, why would I ever be like, why am I defending myself against something that didn't happen? Totally get it. And it's a major issue now. And me, who likes to be maybe a little less than politically correct, because I'm like, that's just crazy as a society that we have to like say things in a certain way. Obviously, respect to everybody, but like I lean on the whatever side of it. But I think that I was like, I get where he's coming from, because if you thought this and this is what happened, and if what we saw is actually what happened, then no, it was on her. Mm-hmm. And that is not me remembering incorrectly, because I looked back and watched some recaps and watched our recaps and did all this stuff. No, that is what happened. What he is saying happened as far as what we saw.
As what we saw.
But they are right in the sense of like, there's, what can you do? Mm-hmm. Once someone accuses you and once it's out there, and especially once it's out there in this public way, and guess what? It's not just Eden. There's also your former student who you did. I don't remember. There was some inappropriateness for sure. But like, you remember he went in on this girl. Mm-hmm. Like he was like, you suck as a writer, whatever. And I remember, he was going through a tough time. We're not excusing that. I'm not excusing his behavior. But also like, she was probably a little more sensitive to it at that time. But you know, Joyce is right in the sense of like, you gotta fix it. You can't just be like, I didn't do this, whatever, because then you're discounting what she says she feels, and you can't do that.
I can't remember if it was them or if it was someone else, maybe his friend Ariel, that said that the court of public opinion has more weight than the actual court of law.
She said like something like, unfortunately, the court of public opinion is going to weigh in more on this than it's going to be, you know, legitimate.
Right.
This most likely isn't going to turn into like a criminal case.
Right.
But this very much so affects your book and your movie.
And you're
and
being
all
tried
stuff.
In this. And we see this in what I like about this particular episode in general, like we talked about the Me Too movement that was mm-hmm. mentioned, but it's things that we've seen this happening play out in real time, where the court of public opinion is definitely, you get caught up in that, and they will be the judge, jury, and executioner, so to speak, before you even go to a trial, if you end up getting a criminal case, or if it goes to court at all.
Yeah.
And so that's why they were really talking to him about, like, this is the things that you say, regardless of what really happened, this is how you need to handle it to protect your image.
Yeah.
I feel like the worst thing that he could have done was go to Petra.
Oh, 100.
I was like, what are you doing, bro?
I was surprised that these professionals suggested that. I'm like, he's already made a statement. It doesn't, to me, even though, you know, it wasn't, he did say, no, this did not happen. But like that, leave that more up to interpretation than you going back and now you have all of this terrible stuff. I was like, you never go back and try to clarify, because guess what? All it's going to be, and like they suggested, it's not like they were like, this is great. But I was like, no, that's the last thing you tell him to do, because now it's, he said no, and then he came back and he's like, well, we did kiss this one time.
Right.
No, looks way more awful for him.
I think he should have definitely gone with Joyce to take a meeting with Petra and to temper it that way.
Oh, we're not saying anything?
Over him going alone and doing it. Just because I think in these situations, he really doesn't know how to censor himself. Mm-hmm. And he does not know how to react in the appropriate ways to convey what he actually wants to be conveying. And so I think he needs someone like a Joyce who can channel some of his energy and not totally debilitate the situation. Because when he goes in alone, it's debilitating.
Well,
Noah is definitely someone who's very book smart, but he wears his heart on his sleeve.
He's very impulsive, as Maria Ayala in chat says.
He's very impulsive. good call. He's very impulsive, but he definitely wears his heart on his sleeve, and he wears his emotions like right here.
Oh, yeah. Right there.
And so whenever you challenge that or you come against him, he's like, wait a second. No. And then he ends up just being flippant with his
shoot
speech.
Himself in the foot.
And exactly. Both feet are done. Bleeding.
Can't
and
walk.
And then he puts the bloody foot in his mouth.
All of it.
I don't even think he put his foot in his mouth. I think that he put himself open to more scrutiny. So by saying, you know, this happened.
Is what happened.
Exactly. And then she's like, I have these facts.
More questions.
But then the fact, you know, obviously he very quickly shut down when Petra even slightly suggested, so, okay, this happened and this was in your book and this was fact, so... What about, could your ex-wife have committed suicide because of the portrayal in her book? And, like, that's when you know. When someone asks you something like that, but also, like, you know the article is no longer about what the article was going to be about.
Sure.
So, like, is the only option now not to just shut it down? I don't know. But,
yeah. The option is shut it down.
He should not have gone. Once she said, can I go on the record now? And then I was like, oh, it's going to go downhill.
Don't go on the record.
Should have gone on the record before that.
It's going to go downhill. It's going to be down. It's going to be all bad.
Oh.
He even meets with his attorney, and his attorney's like, yo, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You're in major trouble. And they basically try to figure out, okay, how do we attack this? What do we need to do to try to save some kind of face? What does Noah do? What does Noah do? Oh, let me get drunk and lit in the airport, go back to L.A., and then go to her situation, her event, and ask that he can talk to her? Like, that's going to be like, she's going to be like, you know what, Noah? Yes, you're right. I'm so wrong. Let me recant everything I said. He's just, I guess this is from day one. From day one, Noah has made bad decision after bad decision, and he continues to do that. And I think that's probably what's great about him, because he's real. Like, he's a real person. Like, when you see him, and remember that one scene when he has that, like, goofy face, and he shows up at Helen's house, he's like, like, I feel like that face is the quintessential Noah's, his image for the entire series.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, yeah, Noah, like, you know, you made bad decisions. You're not a bad dude, per se, like, at his core, but he just makes bad decisions over and over again.
A different person, because when we were watching, I was like, I would have gone. Actually, I shouldn't, because I'm a little impulsive myself, but I think that he thought, this obviously did not happen. Why is she saying that? You know, just like he explained to his lawyer and to the public and everybody, this happened 10 years ago.
Right.
This is clear why she's doing this. This did not happen. I am giving you the facts. And from what we know and from what we feel, he's giving us the facts. But if she's coming out at this point at 10 years later because she feels this way and whatever, she clearly is not doing it. Like, she's not going to be convinced by you. I mean, by just being like, what are you doing?
Right.
I have daughters. You're going to ruin my life. She's going to be like, well, sorry, just like she did.
Exactly.
And then as soon as he reached for her arm, I was like, oh, game over right
all
there.
All bad.
Because now it doesn't even matter because we see people
camera's
videoing.
On. Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if you can hear it or if you have any sound. The only screen grab is going to be this.
Yeah, exactly.
Him going at him, reaching for,
you know,
this big man. She's very tiny, reaching for this small woman's arm. And I'm like, you just put the final piece of dirt on your grave right there.
Yeah.
And I don't want them to do that to Noah.
Right.
I don't want this to happen.
But I feel like the writers just want, I feel like he's going to have, he's going to have, we got 3 episodes left.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't think that they're going to leave us hanging and keeping him in the dirt. I think he's going to have some redemptive quality. And I feel like, and I said this before, I'm not tooting my own horn, but I think it's going to be with Helen.
Yeah.
I think Helen is going to be the savior.
I think Helen is going to make some statements for this Vanity Fair article that are going to completely, I don't know, exonerate him on some level, or she's going to make some very, very pressing statements that will make everyone go, huh. Especially because she's the woman that he had an affair on.
Right.
Or
that his most successful book is about.
Right.
Not that it's about her, but, like, she is the very obvious, like, sad character in that story and in this show. But I think that, you know, thinking back on it, Helen is, you know, I'm talking about her not protecting people. And I'm like, I feel like Helen's going to want to protect him because of what he did for her, even though he obviously did terrible, terrible things. But this is the first time. And I think that we are seeing Noah, or hearing Noah, I should say, audibly say, I went to jail for 3 years for a crime I didn't commit. Mm-hmm. And we haven't heard him say that in a really long time. So why are we hearing that? Because they want us to remember that. They want us to remember, why would Helen have a reason to protect him and whatever? Right.
I feel like, and you make a great point, because we haven't heard him say that. Mm-mm. And I feel like Helen, before this series is over, she's going to say that herself. She's going to come to grips with that, whether it's something verbally.
Ooh.
Yes, whether it's something, predictions early, whether it's something verbally or something that she does with her, you know,
family?
Her actions.
Oh.
That Noah went to jail for her.
Like, whoa.
Because I feel like we as viewers forget that. Like, he spent 3 years in jail.
Well, not me, but okay, yes. Yeah. Sure.
We as viewers, except Alice and Dean.
Yes.
All the rest of us, we forget that. I know I did.
Really?
And that's like, I mean, not I remembered, okay. But it's like, I forget. I'm like, wait a second. When he said it, I was like, yo, he did go to prison for 3 years for her.
Yeah, he got haunted by Brendan Fraser and everything. Like, right. Come on, guys.
I remember. We've been talking about this in multiple episodes. He's redeemed. I don't take away what he did. He doesn't mess up stuff.
Yes.
But when you go to jail for murder you didn't commit.
He's paid his price.
Forgiveness.
He's paid his price.
Yeah. Yeah.
He just needs to stop doing idiotic things. And that's the thing.
And that was his lawyer that he went to, by the way. He went to his publisher first, and then he went to his lawyer.
Right.
People are saying maybe he didn't. But that was his lawyer.
Yeah,
that was
the
DuBois lawyer.
That was
Helen's.
Attorney.
It was Helen's. Yeah. And then it was also her attorney when the court case is going on for the murder.
Right, yeah. Because they even brought that up.
Yeah.
You know, he said, that was crazy. Mm-hmm. Let's get into special segments.
Yeah. All right. We're going to do our special segment, What Not to Do. Dear Lord, there are a whole lot of things of what not to do in this episode. But, Lim, what is going to be yours for tonight?
So many.
They're
all of regaining to Noah, I would say, definitely, which we touched on, but him going to meet Eden to try to smooth things over.
I knew right away,
especially when he's drinking in the airport and he's like, you know, he sends that little message.
Oh, yeah.
Like right then and there, like that's automatically strike one.
Bad.
And then he had strike 10 by the time it was all over.
Yeah.
What's yours? I definitely agree with Lem. That one was catastrophically bad. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to go, though, with leaving a baby on a kitchen counter, even for a moment, yeah. I think is just never.
When the social services worker is there.
I mean,
with the lady that's investigating you.
Right.
It's all bad.
Like 2 feet away.
It's all bad. So that horrified me.
I am going to, you know, there really are just so many from this episode.
There are.
But I'm going to say, I think the biggest mistake Noah could have made is going back to Petra after.
Oh.
Because I think it opened him up to a lot more.
Absolutely.
Now it's clear that, you know, maybe he has a little more information, but just like his attorney was trying to suggest, they can hire a private investigator. He says he can't afford it, but like, you figure it out. Do whatever you can. I don't think what his attorney was saying as far as disparaging Eden, that just comes off even worse.
Right.
But I do think that him going there, it opened X, Y, Z box that was kept nice and tucked in before. It's a lot worse.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get into predictions real quickly.
AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So we have 3 episodes left.
Yes.
We did finally, because we were like, really, is it going to be a 2-episode, 2-hour situation? What's going on? But we know for sure, and it was said there.
As long as the IMDb is correct.
Right.
I don't know.
Well, we heard it on the actual show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They said three episodes left.
So they confirmed.
Yeah.
So it's official.
Yes.
3 more episodes. A lot needs to happen. And I think we said this we were watching this. We didn't get any Joni this particular episode, and we were kind of talking. I believe she's definitely coming. I'll just give my prediction. I believe she's definitely, we're going to see more of her, because I feel like it wasn't final.
Yeah, we need to tie up
the last thing we do. And also what me and April were talking about that being her little friend.
Yeah. Eddie.
Yes, Eddie being.
Or we think EJ is actually Eddie.
Yes.
Eddie's baby Eddie.
Baby Eddie.
EJ that Joni is with right now. We think could be Eddie. And a lot of people in our comments and on YouTube and everywhere have thought the same thing, and they've been shouting it out. So we agree with that prediction.
Right. Yeah, that came up last week when you were
in Morocco. My mind is blown right now.
When you were in Morocco, we were talking about this.
Were you in Morocco?
I was at the Hollywood Bowl, guys. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
But, yes.
I was in Morocco.
Yes, yeah. So I feel like we're definitely going to see Joanie. And I think, as I said earlier, that we're going to see Helen is going to vindicate Mr. Noah. Because she needs to. Yeah. And I think that needs to happen before the series is over. And I think Sasha Mann is about to be done.
I think so too.
As he should be, because he's trash.
Bye, Sasha.
So I'm going to totally echo Lem's statement that Helen is going to vindicate
Noah.
And not because she needs to, per se. I think she wants to, Lem. Mm. I think she's at the point where the wheels are turning and, you know, Stacy making comments and him going to bat with Whitney for the wedding prep. Just all of it. I think she's rethinking a lot of stuff. Things are coming full circle for her. So that's a big... I think she's going to kind of save the day as it relates to this Vanity Fair situation.
I concur. I am going to steal this prediction technically from our chat and from our comments on the past few weeks on YouTube. I think that Sasha Mann is slightly behind. I think he has something to do with the Eden allegations coming out.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Because remember, right? Was it 3 episodes ago, whenever they were doing the house party that Helen went to and Eden approaches?
Right, oh. Yes, yes.
I just got goosies. I got goosies.
How are you going to get him in your back pocket? How do you want to get Sasha Mann? Right. You know Sasha Mann is like Noah. Oh. I think he's behind it somehow. And that is going to be the death of Sasha Mann right there.
Helen's going to find out. And that's going to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is great.
Oh my God, chat knows
that is
great. Oh my
I totally agree with that, though. I also think we're completely on the same page. I think Helen is going to vindicate Noah because she wants to, especially we see in the preview where she says, you know, you got Noah's name removed from that. She says that to Sasha from the movie because I'm sure he was like, he has these allegations. Right. His name shouldn't be involved. Otherwise, right. It's going to be a flop. Whatever.
No bueno.
I think he has a lot of involvement, and I definitely think she's going to vindicate him. I do think we will see more of Joanie. I don't know what else they're going to do with her character, but I am very excited to see it.
I think if nothing else, to expose EJ being Baby Eddie.
Yeah,
Wow. Well, yeah. That I was not expecting, but that I like that. I love that prediction. I love that prediction. And I totally concur.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you, everyone in the live chat. Thank you, our engineer, for the amazing sound effects and holding us down. As always, I've been your host, Lem Gonzalez, and you can find me everywhere at Lem Gonzalez.
I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean.
And I'm April Wissenhan. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenhan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 3 more episodes left. Make sure you keep staying tuned because it's going to continue going down.
Oh, yeah.
Peace out.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.